I think 5-10 years from now, we'll be talking about how the dollar is no longer the leading global reserve currency, because we have a lot of things going on. The dollar is still very powerful. I don't want to overstate this point, but something is happening. Something is happening with regional banking. Something is happening at the government level. And you want an alternative. And that alternative could be a blue chip cryptocurrency. And so stay tuned for that and start to consider the power, the promise, and the benefits. I'll share some benefits at the end of this as well, so that you can right size your understanding of crypto and how it can function for you.
Welcome to Tech Intersect. I'm your host, Tanya Evans, and my life and work exist at the heart of law, business, and technology. Yeah, I've earned a few fancy titles and degrees over the years, but the bottom line is I'm a writer, speaker, teacher, and lifelong learner. And I'm really excited that you've joined me on this journey. So what is Tech Intersect? Well, it's authentic, empowering conversations with really interesting guests who demystify complex topics to prepare you for the future, because your future is now. And it exists where law, business, and tech intersect. Get ready to listen, learn, and leverage. Let's get started.
Hey, folks, this is your podcast host with the most, Professor Tanya Evans, and I'm excited to do a solo episode today. We call these Ping the Profs. I'm bringing you up to speed on an important topic that I've been focused on in recent live masterclasses: myths, mistakes, and missed opportunities, things that lead new investors to lose valuable money and time and opportunities. So I am actually doing a live masterclass. It'll be my final live masterclass for a while. Takes a lot of time. I'm about to go on an extended vacation. Yes, I know I just got back from Portugal, but I've done so much in a short period of time. I need another vacation, heading to St. Martin with my mom. So I am doing this last live masterclass probably until the fall, and then taking a deeper dive into all of these topics into next week in my very first 3-day challenge. It's called Ready Wallet Launch. I'll tell you more about that in a moment, but I just wanted to let you know all the things that I'm working on and this topic in particular that I receive a lot of questions about, so much so that I continue to integrate this idea of myth busting, identifying the mistakes, all of the missed opportunities when people stay on the sidelines out of fear, the sidelines of the crypto economy. There's a lot that's been going on, but that also presents us with some interesting opportunities as well. So let's dive in and figure out what's going on. So banks are quietly offering their high net worth clients an opportunity to invest in crypto. Did you know that? In fact, in my masterclass, I talk about, or give the example of, I should say, Deutsche Bank, Bank of America, a host of other banks that are quietly offering their high net worth clients. There are a couple of things in that one sentence: quietly and high net worth clients. So why do you think that is? Drop it in the comments. Why do you think it is that banks are quietly offering these options to their high net worth clients, but not to the rest of us? And I argue that they're trying to replicate the financial inequalities that financial technologies like cryptocurrencies were actually created to eradicate. And the banks know. They know that they have a customer service problem, and it's the ability for you, for me, for us, through crypto and decentralized finance, to actually be our own bank. So what does that mean? You can actually be your own bank on your own terms. And that's because money and income producing assets are tools. And they are tools that unlock options and create freedoms. Like, and it's more than financial freedom, although that's an important one. And obviously, that's something that I talk about all the time. But it's also the freedom to work and to play and to thrive on your own terms. And that's by leveraging crypto, because it's an interesting asset. It's a programmable asset. It functions both as money, as the name cryptocurrency would suggest, like government issued currency, like the dollar, but it also acts as a capital asset, like a stock. It's taxed for capital gains and losses. And you don't need a bank or financial or investment professional to actually buy. You need some information. You need a solid foundation. It's something that I could help you with and provide you with at Advantage Evans Academy. But that is real power. You just need the right mindset know-how, and a wallet. And that's all within your control to set up, to learn about. That is true power. That's true financial freedom. And it's really your chance to achieve future security and freedom on your own terms. And again, that's actually within your grasp. If it's something that I can do and my mom can do and my friends, none of us are computer savvy or financial gurus or tech gurus, but we were able to sit down to really challenge our mindset around what it means to be financially free and how this is done both with traditional assets, but also a well-balanced portfolio that also includes crypto. And what does that mean with something that's such a volatile and emerging asset class? Now, this is not financial or legal advice. This is education and an opportunity for you to hear from an expert about what you should do before you jump in, or if you're already in, what you can do to make sure that when you are buying or holding or trading, that you are doing so safely, legally, and confidently. So I really want to help you plug into your power over your financial future, if you are interested. So if you're interested in learning about how crypto can empower you and also power up your portfolio, then you are ready for the Ready Wallet Launch Challenge. It kicks off next Tuesday, May 16th at 6 p.m. In the challenge, the short version, because I'll tell you a lot more later, but in the challenge, I will share what I call the secret sauce that banks that cater to the 1%, those banks that I was talking about earlier, they don't want you to know. They don't want you to know certain things that will empower you and give you alternatives to traditional banking. And Lord knows we need it with so many of these particularly mid-sized regional banks starting to fail in the United States in 2023. It's crazy. So I want to share with you the six mistakes that uninformed and new crypto investors make that can lead you to freedom-threatening loss of your coins, your control, and also your confidence. So that's kind of the theme of this particular episode. Again, I'll tell you more about the challenge in a moment, but if you are, because I really want to get into the top mistakes and the top myths and to give you all of the content that I came on today to share. But if you are good at multitasking, you can head right now over to advantageevans.com/challenge right now as you listen. And you can get more information on the challenge and you can join now. And if you are watching this on my YouTube channel, be sure to like and hit the subscribe button. And again, you can go to advantageevans.com/challenge to sign up for the next challenge. The first one begins on May 16th, but I will continue to have them. This is actually going to replace the live masterclasses that I was doing. I really want more engagement, more interaction. I want to have you on Zoom. If you are a VIP challenge participant, you're on Zoom with me and I get to hold a Q&A session. You get to ask me questions in real time. There's also a general admission ticket if you just want the live stream and you're not interested in getting feedback or you don't want to listen into the Q&A, but you do want the trainings, then you can do that as well for a lower price point. If you want an even more engaged opportunity with the potential to win an hour one-on-one with me, then you can do a platinum upgrade. So that's the platinum VIPs. All of that is at advantageevans.com/challenge. And again, but at the end of this episode, I will share more information with you so you just have it all in one episode as well. Okay, now let's deal first with the top five mistakes. I have a list that I offer that gives a list of the top 10 mistakes that new and uninformed crypto investors make that really put their assets at risk. I'll share five of them with you now to get the ball rolling and get you thinking. And maybe these are mistakes that you've made. These are not fatal, but I want them to be in front of you right now so that you don't go down this road if you haven't yet invested or if you have, you know, some strategies to start to course correct. First and foremost, and this means a lot to me as a professor and obviously professional educator, not doing enough research. But you can often hear, maybe you've heard, drop in the comments if you've heard people say, DYOR, do your own research. It's easy to say, but that doesn't really help you if somebody says do your own research, but doesn't give you the resources or the links that you can rely on where someone's not trying to sell you on a coin or a token or a project. Like you just, or it's just misinformation or what we call fear, uncertainty, and doubt-based information, FUD. And you just want to have somebody to shoot straight. So many new crypto investors jump into the market without understanding the basics of cryptocurrencies, why they exist, where they came from, how to vet them and select. How is Bitcoin different from ETH? How is ETH different from Dogecoin? How's that different from Litecoin or Filecoin? These are really important questions that you have to ask and answer. Otherwise, you're just throwing your money out and hoping for the best. And that is not an investment strategy. It's certainly not a prudent crypto investment strategy to invest in a coin just because it's popular without researching the technology, the team, the project, the point, the market cap, the historical data, the potential for growth. Let's, even though this is an emerging asset class, let's not throw out all of our understanding and learning of traditional investments and some of the information. Not all is going to naturally translate, but some of it does. It just has to be reimagined, repurposed, re-leveraged for a new asset class. So not doing enough research is problematic. I have a bunch of resources at AdvantageEvans.com. So head there. That'll be a good starting point for you where you can pick the resources and tools that are best for you. And then number two is investing more than you can afford to lose. So many people bought at the height of the last bull run because there was so much excitement, so much FOMO. All of the prices were running up and you would see it on the news and CNBC and people didn't want to lose out. I don't want you to lose out, but investing in cryptocurrencies can be a high risk, high reward proposition. If you invest a lot and you are accurate, there are a lot of millionaires that have been made. If you invest a lot, particularly more than you can afford to lose, and you lose it, either cash out when the market dips and you take it out as a loss because you're afraid to leave it in, or you invest in something that goes to zero. Maybe it was a fraud or a scam. You are in deep water because you've invested more than you can afford to lose. And now you're worse off than if you hadn't invested at all. So new investors really should only invest in what you can afford to lose without impacting your day-to-day financial well-being. We're playing the long game here. We're trying to change our options and opportunities in retirement. I know me, I'm trying to retire early. But that means and leads me to number three, the third mistake, only focusing on short-term gains. You should think of investing in cryptocurrencies, blue chip ones, ones that have been around, good historical data, good project, great community, et cetera. Focus on the long-term rather than short-term gains. Look, it's easy to get caught up in the hype and the excitement of the crypto market, but it's important to remember that it's volatile. You can go to sleep and it's worth a particular coin or token is worth a certain amount. And the next day it's down, it's up, it fluctuates. It's a 24/7, 365 market. So you have to be really, really careful there and not only focus on short-term gains. It should be a set it and forget it. Maybe you have a short-term window of 1 year and 2 years and 5 years and 10 years. And that will govern your choices as you go forward to say, is this something I can afford to not look into for a while? I think of it kind of as a 401k or 403b. I'm not equating it one-to-one with a retirement account. But when I think about my level of investment in cryptocurrencies as part of a larger portfolio, it's kind of a set it and forget it. I enter with the knowledge that this is a fluctuating, volatile market that is continuing to mature, but it's not mature yet. I might use it to offset more stable, lower interest rate investments that are kind of something that is very, very safe, secure, conservative, and balance it out with something that is more risk because I may have a higher risk tolerance than you. In fact, I have this risk assessment tool that I'm developing. So look out for that. It's not up at AdvantageEvans.com yet. I include it with some of my resource bundles that are only available online and during challenges or masterclasses. So if you've taken one or you will, you'll get more information about that resource bundle, but it's not up for sale at my website just yet. But in the fall, when my book, Digital Money Demystified, comes out, you'll start to see more of those downloadable resources. So look out for that. Okay. Number four, Number four is not diversifying your portfolio. So this leads into my last topic. Putting all of your money into one cryptocurrency, especially when it is more than you can afford to lose, is one of the biggest mistakes that new investors make. Diversifying your portfolio within the cryptocurrency asset class and then diversifying your larger portfolio as well. So making sure that you're doing all of the traditional things. Home ownership can be important. Do you have stocks and bonds, other investments? This should be a part of a larger portfolio, and you should have diversity across asset classes and industries, but also within crypto. Sometimes one is up and the other is down. Oftentimes, a lot of them follow an upswing with Bitcoin, but that isn't always the case. So one, you need to learn how to vet where to get good information, and also to make sure that you are diversified. So that's number four. And a final one that I want to share before moving on to some myths is following the herd mentality. So this idea of fear of missing out or FOMO can be deadly to your ability to amass wins over time. This idea of not doing enough research, not diversifying, that all can come when you are rushing. You're doing too much based on too little information. So this herd mentality of not missing out or listening to people who haven't been in the space much longer than you and are selling the latest coin that just came out yesterday. No, Warren Buffett says, I think it's Warren Buffett. I don't want to misquote, but I'm pretty sure he was the one that said, be fearful when others are greedy and greedy when others are fearful. And that's a great rule of thumb. Oftentimes, if everybody's there, it might be too late. It might be time to take your wins. It might be time to sit on the sidelines and wait for a price pullback so that you can take advantage of a dip, of a down market, a bear market. We're actually, it feels like, not legal or financial advice, we have bottomed out and are starting an upswing in the crypto market. So fortunes are made in down markets and they're realized when the market is up again. So you want to be a first mover when you see the trend trending upward again, and also a first mover out or on the sidelines or into other assets to mitigate your risks. When you see that you might start to be at the top of a bull run, a bull market, and maybe it's going to start falling down. There's a lot that's going on now in terms of inflation and recession. So a lot of assets are depressed across the board, but traditionally over time, blue chip stocks, just like blue chip crypto projects, have gone up over time. Bitcoin, ETH, great examples of that as well.
You love listening to podcasts, but have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? Maybe you want to build a brand, grow your business, or are looking for an excuse to talk about your favorite hobby. Whatever your reason for making a podcast, Buzzsprout is the place to start. Since 2009, Buzzsprout has helped over 300,000 people launch their own podcasts. Buzzsprout walks you step by step through the whole process and will give you powerful tools to start, grow, and monetize your podcast. Ready to get started? Click the link in the show notes to get our free step-by-step guide to starting your podcast today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tanya M. Evans, author of Digital Money Demystified. And I want to let you know that to stay on the leading edge of any opportunity, especially investing, you have to empower yourself with the tools and resources needed to keep your knowledge and skills current. And if you're relying on last year's information or even last month's, look, you're already behind. Sure, you can try to figure this out on your own at YouTube University. The problem is, it's difficult to separate fact from fiction with so many carnival barkers banking on your inexperience. And of course, there are the naysayers, usually from legacy finance, banking on your fear while they quietly help their high net worth clients to invest. All of it muddies the waters when all you want to know is how to get in safely, legally, and confidently so you're not left behind. That's why I wrote Digital Money Demystified, where I take the top 10 crypto myths head on and give you well-researched, well-supported facts to empower you to make good choices out there in the new digital cash economy.
As a law professor who developed the first blockchain crypto and law online certificate program, a retail and corporate crypto policy and education trainer, and a thought leader appearing regularly on national media, I've done the heavy lifting so you don't have to. Look, there are plenty of books and courses on which crypto assets to invest in. Digital Money Demystified is the book you read before you dive into those. So head to digitalmoneydemystified.com to learn more and prepare for the future of money and wealth today.
All right. So those were the top mistakes, five of them. I have more, but in the interest of time, I wanted to move on to the top myths, some of the top myths. I deal with a lot of myths in my book, Digital Money Demystified. It is currently available on pre-order at your favorite bookstore. You can get it at Amazon, independent bookseller. It's at Barnes & Noble, anywhere that you buy books online or IRL in real life. Pre-orders are really, really important. It's a signal to buyers and distributors and booksellers that this is a book that people want. They want it and are so enthusiastic about it that they're willing to pre-order. And it really benefits me as well when I think about people of color, women who are writing as well in this space. And not a lot of us, not a lot of us weighing in as experts and professionals. There are many of us in the space, not a lot of books that reflect our experience and what we have to contribute. And this is a really important book because it is a plain language, simple, easy to use, easy to read, easy to understand guide that I support with facts and figures, but doesn't get too wonky or jargony. I'd start with the myths, the ones that you've already heard. Cryptos is illegal, only used by criminals. I'll go through some of the top myths. And then I myth bust. Usually there's like a kernel of truth. Sometimes there's a kernel of truth or at least give you the origins of where that myth came from. I separate fact from fiction. I give you the facts, and then you have the information to do with it what you will as you start to look more closely into investing in crypto or moving into the decentralized finance space or maybe buying NFTs or creating your own NFT project and selling. So Digital Money Demystified, you can learn more at digitalmoneydemystified.com or go and check it out on Amazon or any other platform. Okay, now let's pull out a few of these myths. I'll do five. The first, I think everybody has heard, maybe you believe it. I certainly did when I first started in 2017. Cryptocurrency is only used by criminals. If I were in a live masterclass or teaching in class, I would say, raise your hand if you've ever heard that. Maybe just drop it in the comments. If you heard that, if you believe it, if after this or further learning that you change your opinion about this, but this idea that cryptocurrency is only used by criminals. Now, it's true that crypto has been used in illegal activities, clearly, but the vast majority of users are using crypto for legitimate purposes. In fact, only 0.24% of all cryptocurrency transactions in 2022 were tied to illicit activity. That's basically a quarter of 1%. A quarter of 1% were tied to illicit activity. Now, that was up from 0.12% or 0.12%. So it doubled. But even when it doubled, it was still less than half of 1%. So I just want to right-size the conversation. We always need to know about scams and phishing and cybercrime. There's so much of it going on, actually having nothing to do with crypto. It's quick to get money in a scam with crypto because transactions happen so quickly. Settlement happens in almost real time or within minutes, not within hours or days. Sometimes settlement in your bank, for example, can take 2 to 5 business days, or it takes 10 business days to reverse a credit card transaction or something like that. Crypto moves very, very quickly. So that's the blessing, but the challenge. So someone who's a scammer might get money upfront quickly, but the Department of Justice and other law enforcement officials working with companies like Chainalysis actually have been able to track down millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars worth of crypto. And that's because with a public-facing database, which is what a blockchain is, that organizes and secures transactions and balances, it's like the perfect connection of an ability, I should say, to follow the money. from wallet to wallet to wallet. It's literally public facing and very easy to track. So while it's easy to get some money up front, it's easier to get it back than if you had dollars and physical cash as well. And fun fact, the number one currency that is used in illicit transactions around the world is still the almighty dollar by a landslide. But nobody's throwing out, well, some people are throwing out dollars, not me. Some governments are moving, like kind of hedging their bets to become less dependent on the dollar, which is really problematic. I think 5-10 years from now, we'll be talking about how the dollar is no longer the leading global reserve currency because we have a lot of things going on. The dollar is still very powerful. I don't want to overstate this point, but something is happening. Something is happening with regional banking. Something is happening at the government level, and you want an alternative. And that alternative could be a blue chip cryptocurrency. And so stay tuned for that and start to consider the power, the promise, and the benefits. I'll share some benefits at the end of this as well, so that you can right-size your understanding of crypto and how it can function for you. All right. Second myth, crypto is not backed by anything. I hear that a lot. And my retort usually is, what is the dollar backed by? The dollar hasn't been backed by gold for decades, since the Nixon era. The dollar is backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. We're about to default on our debt. That's highly problematic. It's money that we've already spent. And now it's like the credit card statement has come due. And we're deciding in a few weeks and we actually don't want to pay it. We've got the benefits, but we actually don't want to pay. Imagine what would happen to you if you decided you weren't going to pay your credit card statement at the end of the month after you had the benefit of the food and the clothes and the travel or whatever else you did, right? But back to the myth that cryptocurrency is not backed by anything. Crypto's value has value, I should say, because people are willing to use it and accept it. It's based on community. It's based on demand, supply and demand. So very much like fiat currency, fiat is government issued currency. People have to have it, believe in it, trust that it has a value and will hold its value, that merchants accept it, and that when we go to sleep, we're going to wake up in the morning and the bank is going to be open and we'll be able to get out our money. So pause and reflect on that. All right. Third myth, crypto is not secure. So while there have been instances of cryptocurrency exchanges being hacked, those centralized exchanges or fraud, hashtag FTX, the technology underlying cryptocurrency, blockchain technology, is secure. It provides a high level of protection for users and is actually quite secure. The underlying information that about transactions and balances, that's actually the kind of, it's a feature. It's one of the most important features and the reasons that it exists. And so this myth that crypto is not secure is just not accurate. Cryptocurrency is only for tech savvy individuals, number four. And now, first of all, I didn't know anything about this. I told you I'm not tech savvy. I wasn't originally aware of the technology, how it works, et cetera. And so it was quite intimidating in the beginning. Now, is it helpful to understand or have some technical knowledge of crypto? Yes, but it's a lot easier than you think. I mean, it requires some technical acumen to turn on your computer, start a program, install an application, use your phone, like the list goes on and on. My car, I guess, could be a death trap if I didn't know how to drive it, right? Like super, super dangerous and very complicated. My cars these days are like a huge computer barreling down the street. But there are many resources available to help you to learn about it and how to use it, do it quickly. My challenge is something that's going to do that. If you give me 3 days of your time and as little as $97, I will definitely leave you 10 times better than I found you. In fact, if you join me for the VIP experience, there's a 100% money back guarantee. Again, go to advantageevans.com/challenge to learn more. I'm so confident in the material that I am sharing in the challenge in particular, and the amount of time that I have with you and the success that I've had with thousands of students and hundreds of lawyers and other professionals, that I know I'm going to leave you, as my Nana said, better than I found you. And there are tools and resources where you can get up and get started quickly. So this myth that it's that crypto is only for tech savvy or finance savvy individuals is just not accurate. And then finally, one that I wanted to share before moving on to some concluding remarks and what you miss out on if you are not investing, or at least learning about how to invest in crypto as an overall portfolio strategy for assets, for financial freedom in the future, for financial security, as just the nature of financial technology is changing how we transact value, how we buy, how we communicate, et cetera. So the final myth is that all cryptocurrencies are the same. And that just couldn't be further from the truth. Recording at this date recording, there are over 23,000 different types of coins and tokens. Each crypto asset has its own unique features. They are not interchangeable, although within a particular crypto, if you're dealing with a fungible token like Bitcoin or ETH, they're like a dollar, the equivalent of physical currency, I should say, that $1 is the same as another. They're fungible. They have the same value. But you could have a non-fungible token as well. Not even talking about those on this episode. So all cryptocurrencies are not the same. Bitcoin is very different from Ether or Ethereum. They both have value. They both started out with different intentions. And so you can't lump them all in together. And you absolutely have to learn how to vet and select the proper cryptocurrencies for your investment portfolio and your strategy so that you can make good decisions when you are buying and holding and trading and selling.
Money is all around us, and we think about it more than almost every other aspect of our lives. But how can we make more of it, and what's our drive for building wealth beyond just the numbers in our bank account? Join us on the Make More podcast as our host Matt Heslin brings to you a dynamic lineup of experts in the world of investing, business, health, and beyond. Together, they unpack the secrets to not just surviving, but thriving in today's economy. It's about more than just wealth. It's about crafting life experiences, seizing opportunities, and building a legacy. Subscribe now to the Make More with Matt Heslin podcast and join us every week for new expert insights and inspiration.
All right. The final couple of points I want to make, and then we'll get out of here. What are you missing out on if you choose to stay on the sidelines and not learn about cryptocurrency investment as an overall strategy? Now, first of all, if you are unbanked or underbanked, so really in order to fully participate in the economy, in culture, in society, you have to have a bank account. And investment access for underbanked or the unbanked, maybe you wrote a bad check when you were in college, and then you're like on this list where no bank will give you a bank account because you wrote some bad checks, or any number of things could happen, or you fall on hard times, right? Cryptocurrencies have the potential to provide financial inclusion opportunities to individuals who lack traditional banking services so that you don't have to rely on payday loans or payday lenders, that you can actually meaningfully participate in many parts of the world. Certainly this happens in the United States, but even more so in other countries as well. Many parts of the world, people can use crypto to send and receive and store value or send money to family members without needing a bank account, without losing value when you are sending it through like Western Union or something like that. So by investing in cryptocurrency, not only are you holding a capital asset, you can also use it for peer-to-peer cash purposes or sending remittances around the world, support and participate in initiatives that aim to empower the unbanked population. You can make donations. A lot of donations in Bitcoin went out to support Ukraine in the beginning of the war. I imagine that's still going on now. So that's a really, really important point that you miss out on the ability to participate or to prevent like some downtime if you fall on hard times as well. You might be banked today, but unbanked tomorrow. Think of the people where they went to show up to their bank and couldn't get any money out. If they had cryptocurrency, they would be able to kind of bridge the gap until they were able to get access to their assets again. Another missed opportunity, privacy and control over financial transactions. There is power in financial privacy. There's a freedom to it that isn't linked at all with nefarious activities. If you want to know something about a person, you look at their bank account. And there's increased surveillance and scrutiny over banking that has nothing to do with anti-money laundering. That can be very threatening to a free society. So this idea of privacy and control over financial transactions is one of the features of crypto as well. because crypto offers a level of privacy and control that traditional financial systems may not and often do not provide. So while transactions on most cryptocurrencies are recorded on a public record, also known as a public ledger, that is also referred to as a blockchain, they offer pseudonymity, often not anonymity. It's not anonymous. People talk about crypto being anonymous. It's pseudonymous. And this feature, I think, is really appealing and important, particularly to individuals who value privacy, want more control over their financial transactions without having, as long as you are following the law and following the rules, without having prying eyes, we should say. I remember applying for a loan a couple of years ago, and the amount of information that you turn over to banks that they don't have any business receiving, they don't need in order to determine whether or not you are credit worthy, because there's so many metrics, there's so much information. It was actually ridiculous. I actually walked away from that deal and moved forward with alternative means and alternative assets. But that is the power that you can move when you have options, which is another thing you miss out on when you are beholden to one system or one type of currency. I can't go into depth with a number of these, so I'm going to start rattling them off in the interest of time. But passive income opportunities in the crypto space can be very beneficial as well. Locking up your tokens for a period of time to support network operations. There is some controversy around particular types like staking. You might see in the news, like Gemini's staking, or Coinbase had a staking program. So you need to be careful there and know what rules apply so that you're not breaking rules and laws, et cetera. But passive income opportunities in the crypto space are fantastic. Yield opportunities, loans generated in the DeFi space, for example, that could be a really attractive option for those who are seeking to generate some regular returns on their investment. So keep an eye out for that. Hedging against financial risks. I've talked about this earlier in a number of contexts, but crypto has really shown some degree of independence from traditional financial markets. For the last 2 years, it was interesting that Bitcoin and ETH started to lose value at the same time that some stocks were losing value too. It's the first time that I can recall since 2017 that they seemed to move more in lockstep. And so it was really challenging this narrative around some hedge against inflation or other financial risks. But it seems like with this last interest rate hike that Bitcoin, ETH, and some of the others started moving in a different fashion than the stock market. And I think that's a good sign. I think that's a healthy sign. And so hedging against traditional financial risks is something that you will miss out on if you don't learn and participate in the crypto economy. And then just the potential for high returns. So again, fortunes are made in down markets. We are in a down market now. So historically, it's recovered. Do you want to be on the right side of that recovery so that you buy low and sell high? Or do you want to go in when it's high and it starts to go low, right? That seems to be an easy answer. So the potential for high returns, when you have high risk, you have high reward, that needs to be offset and balanced with other more stable assets, more conservative assets or conservative investments. But potential for high rewards come with riskier investments. So there's some others: diversification, technological innovation, access to DeFi, exposure to emerging projects and tokens, global accessibility and liquidity. I travel a lot. And so the idea of not having to exchange dollars for whatever the local currency, the local government issued currency, I could go anywhere in the world and use Bitcoin or ETH or Litecoin or some of the other tokens as well, or a stable coin, USDC, Tether, and the like. So that is really, really powerful, especially with all that's going on with the dollar. And just the fact that we're more global and we're traveling more. So the idea of a global reserve that doesn't rely on a specific government, I think it's a matter of if not when. So you want to be a first mover on that to kind of stay ready so you don't have to get ready, for sure. Lots of potential benefits, lots of drawbacks as well. So you want to learn before you earn, or at least learn while you're earning. And I'm happy to help you do that in my upcoming masterclass on May 14th at 6 p.m. So again, that's on Mother's Day. If you want to learn or gift your mother this experience, it is free 99. So that's a good gift. That's win-win. Spend about 90 minutes when I go through the 6 steps I would do to move you from risk to reward, to really setting you up in a way to have a first mover advantage, but to do so safely, legally, and confidently. And then to take that a step further, to join the challenge, join my Ready Wallet Launch Challenge. With just a $97 investment, you will receive access to training, one training per day. It's about an hour long. I'm holding it in the evenings. I just think it's a better time for people to actually participate. If you are a general admission ticket holder, you will participate via live stream. I have an Inner Circle private community. It's like Facebook, just not Facebook. It's powered by Mighty Networks, and I will be live streaming there every day during the challenge. If you're a $97 ticket holder, you will get that and the challenge checklist. So that is a quick action checklist, and you will have all the homework assignments, and it's not heavy stuff. We're talking milestones, not you will be quizzed on this, right? But it's a challenge. That means it requires your full participation. I'll be there holding out my arms and giving you everything that I have and that I've learned over these last 6 years so that you're better off than I am now that you're starting. The things that I wish that I knew, the wish that I was working one-on-one with someone who could, or in a small group scenario where somebody could have taught me these things, right? So, but you can upgrade to the VIP experience. Instead of live streaming, you'll be with me live on Zoom in a Q&A format. And we'll do the Q&A separate and apart from the training. So it's the training plus your ability to engage with me with question and answers. And there's one step higher as well. The Platinum VIP gets first priority and an invitation for a complimentary backstage pass. It's really bonus session. So for my Platinum VIPs, we go after the third day. There's a fourth private thing just for Platinum VIPs where we actually put the things that we're working on into action. And one lucky Platinum VIP experience ticket holder will win a 1 hour one-on-one session with me, which is valued at $1,000. One person will win that plus the free session and a challenge workbook. So instead of just the checklist that comes with general admission, you get the entire workbook. You get all of the downloads and some really, really valuable stuff. So the VIP experience starts at $297. The general admission starts at $97. You can get all of that information at advantageevans.com/challenge. That's advantageevans.com/challenge. Look, you've already tried to learn on your own. I know how that feels. I started at YouTube University myself. It takes a long time. You make a lot of mistakes before you really work things out when you try and do it on your own. You tried to learn from blog posts. Maybe you tried to learn only from podcasts or social media. There are a lot of purported experts on social media that are quickly leading people down a bad path. They're usually connected to some type of token or project. No, 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 no. I want you to join me in this 3-day challenge. You give me 3 days and at least $97 investment, and you will be well on your way. You'll be 10 times better than when I found you, because the real reason that you haven't had access with other crypto investment education solutions, I think, is just because they can be misleading or confusing, misinformed, or just miss the mark altogether. Or it's somebody who is pretending to teach you something and they're really just trying to sell you something. I am a tenured professor going into my 16th or 17th year in teaching. And I practiced for 10 years before that. And I've owned my company, Advantage Evans Academy, for 3 years. There's a lot of learning. It's a lot of structure. I've learned the best of how to deliver a concept in plain, discrete, accessible bites to leave you better than I found you, to move the mark as well. I've empowered, as I said earlier, thousands of students at this point, hundreds of investors, lawyers, other professionals to learn and earn safely, legally, and confidently. 3 life-changing sessions. And I don't say that lightly. This is not hyperbole, because it also, the VIP experience comes with a 100%. I showed up, but this is not for me, 100% guarantee. So there's literally nothing that you can lose by becoming at least a VIP experience ticket holder, $297. 3 days, you show up, didn't work, not interested, get your money back, plain and simple. All right. So get your ticket now. Every day that passes without you being connected and learning so that you can earn, it's a missed opportunity. I ran down a laundry list of some missed opportunities. So I want you to join me in this challenge. Your financially free future self, say that 5 times fast, will actually thank you. Thank you for getting ahead of this. Thank you for being a first mover. Thank you for betting on yourself. but not gambling with your future. So go to advantageevans.com/challenge. You can sign up for the challenge. You can learn more about the book. You can learn more about the free masterclass. You don't have to do all the things, but I want you to do something so that you are better for the experience, that you're more knowledgeable, that you're ahead of the curve, that you are one of my star pupils, that you are really invested in the future of work and wealth, creativity and innovation, and that we can win on your own terms, on your own time. Again, you don't have to do all the things, just do something. And I am here for you. All right. Again, if you are watching this on YouTube, be sure to give a thumbs up and subscribe. If you are listening on the podcast format, then definitely subscribe, drop a comment, and let me know the questions that you're thinking of. Because as I continue to develop the content that I include in this challenge and in future challenges and in future books, this is my first book, Digital Money Demystified, but it's certainly not my last. I want to hear from you. So definitely drop comments. You can follow me on social media across channels at IP Prof Evans. That stands for Intellectual Property Professor Evans, IP Prof Evans. There are a ton of imposters out there. I had to report about 27 of them on Clubhouse just a couple of days ago. It's ridiculous. I can't believe they have evidently time on their hands, but I have you. Not only do I not want you to follow them, but I want you to report them. I will never, ever, ever slide into your DMs and offer you investment advice or Forex training, whatever. I do not invest your money. I do not take your money. The only thing that you get from me is education. Some of it is free. Some of it is a pay to be a member or to take a course. I do not invest money for you. I do not promise return on profits. No, no, no. I'm licensed in 4 states, as I say in my promo. And I'm not about to lose my license for anybody under any circumstance. So be careful, make good choices, and definitely join me in the future of work and wealth and creativity. I am your host with the most, Professor Tanya Evans. All right, now, be good to yourself and others. Take care. Thank you so much for listening to the Tech Intersect podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you love it, please tell the world. If not, go ahead and tell me. And in either case, drop a comment or ping me on social media at IPProfEvans with the hashtag Tech Intersect. And finally, a quick reminder on digital safety. There are a lot of scammers out there impersonating me and others, and I need your help. Now hear this, and remember, I will never slide into your DMs to say peace and blessings or hey, and I will never reach out to solicit your time or your money on social media, like ever. I'm not a trader. I am an educator and an attorney licensed in 4 states. Thank you very much. I'm here to inform, inspire, and empower. No cap. And definitely no Forex. So be careful, make good choices, and remember, I developed an entire free masterclass about the topic of digital safety in the crypto space. So check out secureyourcryptobag.com for more information. That's secureyourcryptobag.com. All right, that's all for this episode. Until next time, continue to shine.